Lord.
When my children were very small, they were convinced Europhiles. I used to bring them here to the European Parliament to give their mother a break when they were just tots, and they were always nagging me, when are we going to come back to the European Parliament? They would light up at the sight of that 12-star flag. And of course, this alarmed me greatly until I realised what it was that was behind it. Well, actually, in one case, it was that one of my daughters had confused the European Parliament with the neighbouring dinosaur museum. Can you believe how beautifully apt the symbolism? This European Parliament is built on the site of one of the greatest troves of dinosaur bones in Europe. But what it really was is that every time they came here, they got goodies. The ushers and the security guards and the staff of the Parliament would make a tremendous fuss of them and give them lollipops and sweets. And then it suddenly hit me. This is what makes everybody a Europhile. Of course, when we get older, we don't want lollipops. We want inducements of a different kind. But the most powerful corpus of interest in defence of the current EU dispensation comes from people and organisations who have learnt how to make a handy living out of the Brussels system. I'm not just talking about Eurocrats and their tax-free salaries and expenses. I'm not even talking about the kind of Euroquangos, the semi-detached agencies that deal with migration or space or human rights. No, I'm talking about the huge numbers of people in every local government office, in every charity and NGO, in every large corporation once it gets to a certain size, in every big trade union confederation, organisations which are in receipt of Brussels funds, which of course are not showing up directly as Eurocrats, or in many cases, organisations which are getting the funds at second hand. So a Europe officer in a municipality anywhere in Europe is showing up as being on the payroll of Brighton and Hove City Council or whatever. But of course, their career depends 100% on the project. And those are going to be the shock troops in this coming referendum. Not least the mega banks and the giant corporations which have spent years and invested millions of pounds in getting a regulatory structure that suits them but harms their rivals, that has raised barriers to entry that make it hard for newcomers to break in to the cartel. That is very different from the national interest. Ordinary citizens find that their interests are in direct opposition to those of the consultants and the contractors and the rent seekers who have turned Brussels into a handy source of mortgages and school fees. I'm glad to say that in due course, my children grew out of it. The world has moved on a long way since Britain, then a declining and ailing economy, got involved with what was called a common market. Let's hope that we too have grown out of it.